This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with some instant inspiration for you from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We've been talking about parents finding their empowerment and being role models for their children. And we've talked about women standing up for what's right, no matter how scary it is. Today, I'm going to share a couple of stories from girls who stood up for what was right. Because you can't start too early. Our first story is from one of our most prolific writers, Eva Carter, who always has something interesting to say about the topics we cover. And I guess I can see why from this story, because she started doing interesting things quite early. Eva was a schoolgirl in New York City, an immigrant from Eastern Europe, and it was back when kids could play outside until it got dark and their parents wouldn't worry about them. So Eva and her friends were playing in the schoolyard after school one winter day. And then when her friends left, although Eva usually felt comfortable walking the 6 blocks home, that day, something felt wrong. Eva was all alone, and then she saw a shadowy figure emerge from between 2 parked cars. It was a middle-aged man wearing a raincoat. He made some noises to get Eva's attention, and then he opened the raincoat. Eva ran home, but he followed her. She managed to outrun him. She got home, she went straight to her room, and she didn't even tell her mother what she had seen. She says she was too embarrassed and appalled. And she thought if she didn't talk about it, it would go away like it had never happened. The next afternoon, Eva and her friends were in the schoolyard again. It was starting to get dark again, and it was snowing, but the girls were having a great time making snowmen, and nobody wanted to stop. Then Eva remembered that man from the night before, and she decided she would get going. She would go home early. And she warned her friends about him, too. So she set off, but first she had to go in the other direction to stop at the grocery store to pick up some potatoes for her mom. She bought the potatoes, then she headed past the schoolyard again on her way home, and she saw that several of the girls were there still building their snowmen. And suddenly, that revolting man was in front of her again. Wearing the same raincoat and walking toward the school, and he was starting to unbutton his coat. Well, Eva's first instinct was to run home quickly, but then she remembered her friends who were still in the schoolyard. Why should they have to see this man? And then, even though she was a middle school student, she decided she would do something about this. Instead of running away, Eva ran toward the man. He looked shocked. And then she started yelling at him and pelting him with potatoes. When the girls saw what was going on and heard Eva yelling about what he had done, they started pelting him with snowballs. Soon, potatoes and snowballs were being hurled at the man from all sides. Then 2 custodians from the school emerged, and one of them chased the man, and he was actually apprehended by the police a few blocks away. When Eva got home, she had to explain why there were only 2 potatoes left from a 5-pound bag. Her mother was okay with that and proud of her daughter, although she did say that she should have told her about the man the day before. Eva says, "As I grew older, I realized more and more that my gender doesn't define me. I am a female, but not powerless. I have a will, a voice, and the ability to help myself and others. And if necessary, it's all right to ask for help. Michelle Bruce has another story about a girl who stood up for what was right. Michelle says that she hoped she was raising her four children to be brave enough to stand up for themselves. But you never know if you're getting through to your kids, especially when they roll their eyes and they act like you're an idiot. But then Michelle learned that she was getting through. It was a few days before Christmas break when she picked up her youngest child from middle school and was told, through tears, that the principal would be calling. It turned out that Michelle's daughter had gone into the science room before class to ask a question. While she was standing at the teacher's desk, he had attempted to run his hand up her shirt. When she tried to back away from him, he grabbed her by her belt buckle so she couldn't get away. Luckily, the door was open, and another student witnessed the events and ran to get the principal. The principal investigated and discovered the teacher had molested 8 girls. He was arrested, but due to various issues, he was only charged with 2 felonies, what he did towards Michelle's daughter and towards one other girl. The girls would have to testify. Michelle's daughter was only 14, and this was going to be very difficult for her. And some people in the town were actually siding with the teacher. But Michelle's daughter said that he needed to be stopped, and if it would keep him from hurting another girl, she would not only testify, but she wanted to testify. Michelle says the court process was long with many court hearings. Our daughter gained new strength with every hearing. Being able to tell her story and seeing her former teacher face charges empowered her. When he was sentenced by the judge, I could see the satisfaction in her face. Michelle says that by testifying, her daughter took back her power, and that this empowered young woman will carry this strength with her for the rest of her life. So that's it. Another pair of stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Empowered Woman. I've been sharing stories all month, and you can hear them on past episodes of the podcast, too. Remember that in addition to empowering our readers and listeners, we're donating royalties from the book to that wonderful nonprofit organization, Dress for Success, to help them in their mission to empower women to support themselves and their families by helping them with career advice and interview advice and outfits to wear to their job interviews. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for joining me today on the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. Please remember to subscribe to it on whatever podcast app you use so that each new episode will be automatically downloaded into your phones or computers. Come back for our next episode when we'll talk to Deborah Schaus about her own story in the Empowered Woman book. And she's also going to share some tips for caregivers who are helping somebody with dementia.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.